Hello, everyone. I'm Reverend Dr. Roger Paul, and this is Reverend Diane Silverhawk, and Linda Sergio in the background back here. Tonight is November 13th, 2013, and we're going to continue with our study, paper 26, The Ministering Spirits of the Central Universe. And we're on section 4, and that's on page 289-4 or 2641. If you want the paper number. So it's the beginning of the section on paper 4. And we'll say a little prayer and we'll get started. Lord, thank you for bringing us together tonight. And thank you for allowing this time for us to study and learn from this wonderful revelation. Pray that you'll open our hearts and our minds tonight that we might learn something, take it with us, and share it with others. Pray that you'll bless our families tonight and this week and over the holidays as we take this short break for a while. Pray that you'll watch over us and be with us. We thank you for our many, many blessings. We love you and we praise you in the name of your son, Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Okay. What do you need to say? Okay, I think I'll start out reading tonight. How's that?
Okay.
The secondary superlatives. The secondary superlatives are ministers to the seven planetary circuits of the central universe. Part are devoted to the service of the pilgrims of time, and one half of the entire order is assigned to the training of the paradise pilgrims of eternity. These paradise citizens in their pilgrimage through the Havona circuits are also attended by volunteers from the Mortal Finality Corps, an arrangement that has prevailed since the completion of the first finality group. And we talked about this last week some, but as everyone probably remembers, there's a group of helpers on each of the seven circuits of Havona, and that's what we're going to go through tonight. And that's what this picture is here next to it. All right. Would you take the second paragraph, Linda?
According to... Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
According to their periodic assignment to the ministry of the pilgrims, secondary to the following seven groups. Number 1, pilgrim. Number 2, supremacy god. Number 3, trinity guides. Number 4, sun finders. Number 5, power guide. Number 6, counselors and advisors. Number 7, supplemental breath.
Okay, and we're going to go through each one of these groups tonight. That's what all the rest of this paper is about, is each one of these groups. Okay. We'll take the next one here.
Okay. Each of these working groups contains angels of all seven created types, and a pilgrim space is always tutored by secondary superlatives of origin in the master spirit who presides over that pilgrim super universe of activity. When you mortals of Urantia attain Havona, you will certainly be piloted by superlatives whose created natures, like your own evolved natures, are derived from the master spirit of Arvantan. And since your tutors spring from the master spirit of your own super universe, they are especially qualified to understand, comfort, and assist you in all your efforts to attain paradise perfection.
And I did look up that master spirit, and it is the influence of the Trinity.
Okay.
From last week. So that's the one that influences us, is the Trinity. Okay. The pilgrims of time are transported past the dark gravity bodies of Havona to the outer planetary circuit by the transport personalities of the primary order of Sakanafim, operating from the headquarters of the seven superuniverses. A majority, but not all, of the seraphim of planetary and local universe service who have been accredited for the Paradise Ascent will be parked with their mortal associates before the long flight will part with their mortal associates before their long flight to Havona, and will at once begin a long and intense training for supernal assignment, expecting to achieve as seraphim perfection of existence and supremacy of service. And this they do, hoping to rejoin their pilgrims of time, to be reckoned among those who forever follow the course of such mortals as have attained the Universal Father and have received assignment to the undisclosed service of the core finality. Now, this is in one of the papers on some of the spirits, or the seraphim, but what they do is they try to reach the same level as we do as mortals to be able to go on to the choral finality. So it's like a great honor for these seraphim to do that. And that's what they're talking about here, as they study really hard and try to match our experience so that they can go on to Havona, to the paradise, just like we do, and eventually become part of the choral finality. Okay, Linda, would you take the next one?
The pilgrim lands on the receiving planet of Havona, the pilot of the seventh circuit, with only one endowment of perfection of purpose. The Universal Father has to believe me, you're perfect, as I am perfect. That is the astounding invitation of command, broadcast to the point my children of the world space. Promulgation and injunction is that all creation is stirred in the cooperative effort of the celestial beings to assist in bringing about fulfillment and realization of that tremendous command of the most great source and center.
It's kind of funny how many times this "be perfect, even as I am perfect" is said over and over in this paper. You'll hear it multiple times throughout this paper. So this, all the universe takes us really serious to try to reach this perfection. Okay, and the next slide is the rings of Havona. Rings and the rings of Havona. Okay, dear, you want to take the next one?
When through and by the ministry of all the helper host of the universal scheme of survival, you are finally deposited on the receiving worlds of Havona. You arrive with only one sort of perfection, perfection of purpose. Your purpose has been thoroughly proved. Your faith has been tested. You are known to be disappointment proof. Not even the failure to discern the Universal Father can shake the faith or seriously disturb the trust of an ascendant mortal who has passed through the experience that all must traverse in order to attain the perfect spheres of Havona. By the time you reach Havona, your sincerity has been sublime. Perfection of purpose and divinity of desire, with steadfastness of faith, have secured your entrance to the settled abodes of eternity. Your deliverance from the uncertainties of time is full and complete. And now, must you come face to face with the problems of Havona and the immensities of paradise, to meet which you have so long been in training in the experiential epics of time on the world schools of space.
So the only perfection we have when we get the first circuit is perfection of purpose, and that's it.
At least there's something.
You know, and the way they talk here, it sounds like this getting to paradise is a real struggle, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds like it's...
Yeah, we have to come face to face with the problems.
Yeah, no easy task.
And the immensities of paradise.
So, you know, there's no such thing as an easy plan there, is there? You know, so if you're looking for a life of ease, the paradise journey is not it, I guess. Faith has... What'd you say, Linda?
I was going to say, I guess I just have to wonder, because they also tell us that this is the most struggling that we will ever do.
Yeah.
As mortals.
Yeah.
So I have the sense that it's a whole different kind of struggle.
Yeah, it's a different kind of struggle, but, you know, I always kind of thought that when you got to the mansion worlds, your real struggle was kind of over, that the earth was the worst.
Just hoping.
Yeah, it sounds like you were just beginning, you know, so.
Anyway. You're going to be in the Star Wars bar at that point.
Yeah, really. All right. Faith has won for the ascendant pilgrim a perfection of purpose which admits the children of time to the portals of eternity. Now must the pilgrim helpers begin the work of developing that perfection of understanding and that technique of comprehension which are so indispensable to paradise perfection of personality. So we continue to keep growing and growing. Perfection of understanding and that technique of comprehension. That's interesting. Linda, would you take the next one?
And his mortal passport to paradise. Willingness to believe is the key to Havona. The acceptance of sonship, cooperation with the indwelling adjuster, is the price of evolutionary survival.
That's interesting. They have three things in this little paragraph. Ability to comprehend, willingness to believe, and acceptance of sonship. Mm-hmm. You know? That's interesting. All right. On to the pilgrim helpers. This is the first group, the Pilgrim Helpers. Let me go down here. I wanted to go. They provide detailed instruction to ascenders in three areas: supreme understanding of the Paradise Trinity, spiritual comprehension of the Father-Son partnership, and the intellectual recognition of the Infinite Spirit. Their work is done with the students spiritually recognize the Master Spirit of the Super Universe, and that's the Pilgrim Helpers. So let's read about those. Okay.
The Pilgrim Helpers, the first of the seven groups of secondary Supernafun to be encountered, are the Pilgrim Helpers, those beings of quick understanding and broad sympathy who welcome the much-traveled ascenders of space to the stabilized worlds and settled economy of the central universe. Simultaneously, these high ministers begin their work for the Paradise Pilgrims of Eternity, the first of whom arrive on the pilot world of the Inner Havona Circuit, concomitantly with the landing of Gran Fonda on the pilot world of the Outer Circuit. Back in those far distant days, the Pilgrims from Paradise and the Pilgrims of Time first met on the receiving world of Circuit Number 4.
Okay, so they help the descenders from Paradise the same time they're helping us as ascenders, right? We talked about that a little bit last week. Okay. Okay. These Pilgrim Helpers function on the seventh circle of the Havona worlds. Conduct their work for the ascending mortals in three major divisions. First, the supreme understanding of the Paradise Trinity. Second, the spiritual comprehension of the Father-Son partnership. And third, the intellectual recognition of the Infinite Spirit. Excuse me. Each of these phases of instruction is divided into seven branches of 12 major divisions, minor divisions, I'm sorry, of 70 subsidiary groups. And each of these 70 subsidiary groupings of instruction is presented in 1,000 classifications. More detailed instruction is provided on subsequent circles, but an outline of every Paradise requirement is taught by the Pilgrim Helpers. There's obviously a lot to learn.
An awful lot.
An awful lot to learn. So these Pilgrim Helpers concentrate on our understanding of the Paradise Trinity, right? Okay. And there's these groups. All right, let's keep going. And this picture is the pilot world of the seventh circuit. That's the first world we land on. Okay, and as soon as we get there as an ascender, these Pilgrim Helpers are assigned to us. Okay. Linda?
That is primary or elementary course. Once the faith tested, much traveled pilgrims of space. But long before reaching Corona, these ascendant children of mine have learned to pick up on uncertainty, to fatten from disappointment, to enthuse over apparent defeat, to invigorate in the presence of difficulties, to exhibit indomitable courage in the face of immensity, and to exercise unconquerable faith when confronted with the challenge of the inexplicable. Long since, the battle cry of these pilgrims became, in liaison with God, nothing, absolutely nothing, but the possible.
Sounds like a war, doesn't it?
That's a good one.
Yeah, but in
that's exactly when Jesus was here, what he was doing with his apostles.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I love this phrase: in liaison with God, absolutely nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible. What a great concept, mm-hmm. Right? But it is a struggle, right?
There is a definite requirement of the Pilgrims of Time on each of the Havona circles. And while every pilgrim continues under the tutelage of Supernafun by nature, adapted to helping that particular type of ascendant creature, the course that must be mastered is fairly uniform for all ascenders who reach the central universe. This course of achievement is quantitative, qualitative, and experiential, intellectual, spiritual, and supreme.
So everybody goes through the same thing, don't they? They basically cover all the different areas. Time is of little consequence on the Havona circles. In a limited manner, it enters into the possibilities of advancement, but achievement is the final and supreme test. the very moment your seraphic, superaphic associate deems you to be competent to pass inward to the next circle, you will be taken before the 12 adjutants of the seventh circuit spirit. So there's adjutants there too. Mm-hmm. Here you will be required to pass the test of the circle determined by the super universe of your origin and by the system of your nativity. I guess each one of them is different then. The divinity attainment of this circle takes place on the pilot world and consists in the spiritual recognition and realization of the master spirit of the ascending pilgrim super universe. So the very first thing we must do is recognize our master spirit of our super universe, right? Okay. Linda?
Well, in the work of the outer mystical opinion, which presented to the pilgrims, which take their students to the pilot world of the next circle and commit them to the care of the supremacy guide. The pilgrim pilgrims always train for a season to assist in making the transfer both pleasant and profitable.
Okay. Yeah, we're still having trouble hearing you sometimes with your microphone, Linda. I don't know why. It comes in and out. Might be your connection.
You know, the only thing I think of is my refrigerator and, you know, different things like that turn on and off, and I think that might cause other otherwise it's really quiet. There's no...
Yeah. No, it sounds like... It almost sounds like you're coming and going or something. It may be just your connection or something. I don't know. It could be something like that. Who knows? It's the internet, right? The supremacy guides. Okay, and this guide helps ascenders comprehend the supreme being in the sixth circle. The ascendings creatures undergo transforming growth, integration of consciousness, and spiritualization of purpose. And these changes seem to be attributed to unrevealed activity of the Supreme Being. That's why they're called supremacy guides, I guess. Help us recognize the Supreme Being. Okay, so you want to take that one here?
The supremacy guides. Ascenders of space are designated spiritual graduates when translated from the seventh to the sixth circle and are placed under the immediate supervision of the supremacy guides. These guides should not be confused with the graduate guides, belonging to the higher personalities of the Infinite Spirit, who with their servitor associates minister on all circuits of Avona to both ascending and descending pilgrims. The supremacy guides function only on the sixth circle of the central universe.
Okay, so we got to make sure that we understand these are two different guides. The graduate guides help us all the way along, where the supremacy guides concentrate on help us recognizing the supreme, right? Okay. It is in this circle that the ascenders achieve a new realization of the supreme divinity. Through their long careers in the evolutionary universes, the pilgrims of time have been experiencing a growing awareness of the reality of an almighty overcontrol of the time-space creations. Here on this Avona circuit, they come near to encountering the central universe source of time-space unity, the spiritual reality of God the Supreme. So this is what we do on the sixth circuit, right? Realize the God the Supreme. Linda, you want to take the next one? It's a long one.
I am somewhat at a loss to explain what takes place on this circle. No personal presence of supremacy is perceptible to the ascenders. In respects, new relationships with the Seven Master Spirits compensate this non-contactability of the Supreme Being. But regardless of our inability to grasp the technique, each ascending creature seems to undergo a transforming growth, a new integration of consciousness, a new spiritualization of purpose, a new sensitivity for divinity, which can hardly be satisfactorily explained without assuming the unrevealed activity of the Supreme Being. To those of us who have observed these mysterious transactions, it appears as if God the Supreme were affectionately bestowing upon his experiential children, up to the very limits of their experiential capacities, those enhancements of intellectual grasp, of spiritual insight, a personality outreach, which they will so need in all their efforts at penetrating the divinity level of the Trinity of Supremacy to achieve the eternal and existential deity of the paradise.
Okay, so since there's no spiritual presence, like there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, it's a harder deity to recognize. We have to kind of sense become aware of him more than anything else, right? Or the Supreme. And then there's a picture of the supremacy guides helping us along on the sixth circuit. Okay.
When the supremacy guides deem their pupils ripe for advancement, they bring them before the Commission of 70, a mixed group serving as examiners on the pilot world of circuit number 6. After satisfying this commission as to their comprehension of the Supreme Being and of the Trinity of Supremacy, the pilgrims are certified for translation to the fifth circuit.
So just like the last circuit, when you're ready to be advanced, you'll be advanced to the next circuit. And there's a picture of that. It's the supremacy guides advancing you to the next circuit. Okay.
That's good.
The Trinity guides. Now, the Trinity guides, this over here, are the fifth circle, give mortals advanced instruction concerning the Trinity in preparation for the quest to achieve personal recognition of the Infinite Spirit. Intense mental effort and arduous spiritual exertion are required to discern the Infinite Spirit on paradise. Okay? So these are the Trinity guides. Help us recognize the Trinity. The Trinity guides are the tireless ministers of the fifth circle of the Havana training of the advancing pilgrims of time and space. The spiritual graduates are here designated candidates for the deity adventure. What that means is we become eligible to go on this adventure later on, right? Become candidates. Since it's on this circle under the direction of the Trinity guides that the pilgrims receive advanced instruction concerning the divine Trinity in preparation for the attempt to achieve the personality recognition of the Infinite Spirit, first part of it, right? And here the ascending pilgrims discover what true study and real mental effort mean, as they begin to discern the nature of the still more taxing and far more arduous spiritual exertion that will be required to meet the demands of the high goals set for their achievement on the worlds of this circuit. So they say this is a tough thing to do, to discern the beginning of the Trinity, which will be the Infinite Spirit, right? Linda?
Most and efficient are community guides. Each pilgrim receives the undivided attention and enjoys the protection of a secondary pilgrim elected to the Trinity. Never would a pilgrim of time find the approachable person of paradise Trinity were it not for the help and assistance of these guides and the host of other spiritual beings engaged in instructing the ascenders respecting the nature and technique of the forthcoming deity adventure.
Okay, and so these are assigned only to one person then, right? We enjoy their undivided attention, okay, for this process. They won't be working on anybody else, just us, okay?
So mind can't wander.
So your mind can't wander, that's right.
After the completion of the course of training on this circuit, the Trinity guides take their pupils to its pilot world and present them before one of the many triune commissions functioning as examiners and certifiers of candidates for the deity adventure. These commissions consist of one fellow of the fine elders, one of the directors of conduct of the order of primary supremacy, and either a solitary messenger of space or a trinitized son of paradise.
We sure do have to go through a lot of exams and tests, don't we?
We sure do.
It's something else. All right. And this is a picture of the examination process of a finaliter, a director of conduct, a solitary messenger. Let me make this bigger here. There we go. A solitary messenger or Trinitized Sons of Paradise. And you see here, they're behind a table here. Primary Supernafem, solitary messenger, finaliter. And there we are in front of them.
You need a tiny person with
no legs. That's right. At least they made her female, right?
Do by her hair.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, in her dress.
Yeah, in her dress. She's got a little dress. Instead of pants.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Of course, when we all get there, we'll probably all have little dresses, more likely.
Up their robes.
Yeah. When an ascended soul actually starts for paradise, he is accompanied only by the transit trio, the superaphic circle associate, the graduate guide, and the ever-present servitol associate of the latter. These excursions from the Havona circles to paradise are trial trips. The ascenders are not yet of paradise status. They do not achieve residential status on paradise until they have passed through the terminal rest of time. Subsequent to the attainment of the Universal Father and the final clearance of the Havona circuits, not until after the divine rest do they partake of the essence of divinity and the spirit of supremacy, and thus really begin to function in the circle of eternity in the presence of the Trinity. So what does this mean? That means from the fifth circuit, we can take trial trips to Havana. I mean to paradise, right? So you get to see, foresee what's coming in the future. Isn't that nice? And this is before the sleep of time, okay, where you actually become a paradise citizen. All right? It's kind of neat. And that's a picture of that. Let me go back here a little more. I'll make it big. The last one. All right. And this says, a graduate guide, a Havana servitor, and a sender prepare to be in Seraphim to visit paradise, there to meet the paradise Trinity. However, the majority of ascenders are barely able to intellectually recognize the third person, the infinite spirit. So that's kind of a trial trip, right? This is supposed to be a secondary superlative that they're writing on.
Yeah.
All right. Oops. Mm-hmm. Pretty neat, huh? So that's what we had to look forward to. Linda, would you take the next one?
Seldom request for the infinite veil of consummation, and when their subject has succeeded...
Wait a minute. Did I skip one? Should be on 7-5. Yeah.
Have notes in the book?
Oh, it says the ascenders, companions of the transit trio.
Oh, I thought you read that.
Did I? No.
No, it's really hard to hear you, Linda. Are you?
I don't know what else I can do. Is it quiet in the room? Is there nothing going on here?
Yeah, you're kind of coming and going, but that's okay. Go ahead and take this next paragraph. The Ascender's Companions.
The Ascender's Companions.
I think it's Skype.
We're on Skype, too.
I'm sorry?
What's happening on my end is an echo. Time I speak.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and read this one then. Skype goes into these weird periods of time it does this, so I'll let you read the next shorter one here. The ascender's companions of the transit trio are not required to enable him to locate the geographic presence of the spirit luminosity of the Trinity, rather to afford all possible assistance to a pilgrim in his difficult task of recognizing, discerning, and comprehending the infinite spirit sufficiently to constitute personality recognition. So they can take you there, but you wouldn't recognize them. That's the thing, is they're trying to help you comprehend them. Any ascended pilgrim on paradise can discern the geographic or locational presence of the Trinity. The great majority are able to contact the intellectual reality of the deities, especially the third person, but not all can recognize or even partially comprehend the reality of the spiritual presence of the Father and the Son. Still more difficult, even, the minimal spiritual comprehension of the Universal Father. I think I got two things in one there. You want to take it from there?
Okay. All the arts of all the beings of the entire universe, which are capable of intensifying and exalting the abilities of self-expression and the conveyance of appreciation, are employed to their highest capacity in the worship of the paradise deities. Worship is the highest joy of paradise existence. It is the refreshing play of paradise. What play does for your jaded minds on earth, worship will do for your perfected souls on paradise. The mode of worship on paradise is utterly beyond mortal comprehension, but the spirit of it you can begin to appreciate even down here on Urantia. For the spirits of the gods even now indwell you, hover over you, and inspire you to true worship.
Oh, that's not even part of this paper. That got stuck in there by mistake.
It was very nice.
It is a nice paragraph. I just realized
it's
that.
It's 27.
Okay. You want to try the next one, Linda? 2676?
Okay. It starts with seldom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seldom doth quest for the infinite spirit fail of consummation, and when their subjects have succeeded in this phase of the adventure, the Trinity guide bear the train to the ministry of the sun point.
Okay. Then we go on to the sun finders. The sun finders is the next section. Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay. The Sun Finders of the Fourth Circuit assist ascenders in attempting to achieve contact with the Eternal Sun, in addition to continue work with the realization of Trinity. Sun Finders must prepare their charges to recognize the personality of the Sun and to differentiate the personality of the Sun and the Spirit. Pilgrims who attain the Spirit seldom fail in finding the Sun. That's from that. Okay, Sun Finders, should we take this one?
The fourth Avona circuit is sometimes called the Circuit of the Suns. From the worlds of this circuit, the ascending pilgrims go to paradise to achieve an understanding contact with the eternal sun. While on the worlds of this circuit, the descending pilgrims achieve a new comprehension of the nature and mission of the Creator Suns of time and space. There are 7 worlds in this circuit on which the reserve corps of the Paradise Michaels maintain special service schools of mutual ministry to both the ascending and descending pilgrims. And it is on these worlds of the Michael Sons that the pilgrims of time and the pilgrims of eternity arrive at their first truly mutual understanding of one another. In many respects, the experiences of this circuit are most intriguing of the entire Havana sojourn.
Okay, so on this circuit, you know, we've read about the reserve corps of the Creator Sons. Mm-hmm. You know, they never tell us what they do. Well, this is one of the things they do. Mm-hmm. They help harmonize the paradise citizens with the ascending mortals that's coming in, right? And that's what they run these schools, the Michaels that are in these reserve corps. You know, so imagine being taught by a Michael son. You know, that's pretty exciting. That's right. And this is on this fourth circuit, right? And this is the one we try to recognize the sun. Okay, the Sun Finders are the superraphic ministers to the ascending mortals of the Fourth Circuit, in addition to the general work of preparing their candidates for a realization of the Trinity relationships of the Eternal Sun. These Sun Finders must so fully instruct their subjects that they will be wholly successful, first in the adequate spiritual comprehension of the Sun, and second in the satisfactory personality recognition of the sun, and third in the proper differentiation of the sun from the personality of the infinite spirit, which is pretty important. So we have to be able to discern them and figure out what the difference is between the sun and the infinite spirit. And then there's a picture of the sun finders on the fourth circuit. Okay. Linda, would you take the next one?
Starting with after.
After, right.
After the attainment of the infinite spirit, no more examinations are conducted. The tests of the inner circles are the performances of the pilgrim candidates when, in the embrace of the enshroudment of the deities, advancement is determined purely by the spirituality of the individual, and no one but the gods presumes to pass upon this possession. In the event of failure, no reasons are ever assigned, neither are the candidates themselves, nor their various tutors and guides ever chided or criticized. On paradise, disappointment is never regarded as defeat, postponement is never looked upon as disgrace, the apparent failures of time are never confused with the significant delays of eternity.
So if you fail to do this, you're not penalized for it. And there's not any stigma attached to it, is there? They just figure it's just a delay in time over eternity. You'll eventually get it, one way or another, right?
Not many pilgrims experience the delay of seeming failure in the deity adventure. Nearly all attain the infinite spirit, though occasionally a pilgrim from Super Universe Number 1 does not succeed on the first attempt. The pilgrims who attain the spirit seldom fail in finding the sun. Of those who do fail on the first adventure, almost all hail from Super Universes 3 and 5. The great majority of those who fail on the first adventure to attain the Father, after finding both the Spirit and the Son, hail from Super Universe Number 6, though a few from Numbers 2 and 3 are likewise unsuccessful. And all this seems clearly to indicate that there is some good and sufficient reason for these apparent failures. In reality, simply unescapable delays.
So certain beings from certain super universes have difficulty in discerning certain deities for some reason. The defeated candidates for the deity adventure are placed under the jurisdiction of the Chiefs of Assignment, a group of primary supernatum, and are remanded to the work of the realms of space for a period of not less than one millennium. They never return to the super universe of their nativity, always to that super creation most propitious to the retraining and preparation for the second deity adventure. Following this service, on their own motion, they return to the outer circle of Havona, are immediately escorted to the circle of their interrupted career, and at once resume their preparation for the deity adventure. Never do the secondary supernafin fail to pilot their subjects successfully on the second attempt. Yeah, that is good to know. The same superaphic ministers and other guys always tend to these candidates during the second adventure, so the same beings are reassigned to you, and they get another opportunity to make sure that you make it the second time, right? And there's a picture of that. Oops. This is what that looks like. That's a big picture here. And this is the defeated candidates. Now, if these beings or these mortals fail to recognize the deities, then they're taken back to a super universe to serve out a millennium, but they're not taken back to the same super universe that they came from. Okay, so you get all new experience from doing this.
Stretch the brains.
Yeah. Okay. The Father Guides. The Father Guides of the third circle are the most experienced of the superaphic ministers. All beings who inhabit the central universe serve as teachers in the school and colleges maintained by the Father Guides. So we all get to be teachers. Okay. When the pilgrim soul attains the third circle of Havona, he comes under the tutelage of the Father Guides, the older, highly skilled, and most experienced of the superaphic ministers. On the worlds of this circuit, the Father Guides maintain worlds of wisdom and colleges of technique, wherein all the beings inhabiting the central universe serve as teachers. All the beings, see that? Nothing is neglected which would be of service to a creature of time in this transcendent adventure of eternity attainment. So apparently, whatever you learn, you have to teach to those coming behind you, right? It's the way of the universe. You want to take the next one, Linda?
Yes. The attainment of the Universal Father is the passport to eternity, notwithstanding remaining so traversed. It is therefore for a momentous occasion on the higher world, Number 3, when the transit trio announced that the last venture of time is about to ensue, that another creature of space seeks entry to paradise through the portals of eternity.
So you get through circuit number 3, you're on your way, right? That's the most important. Okay, the test of time is almost over. I'm jumping in before you go ahead.
The test of time is almost over. The race for eternity has been all but run. The days of uncertainty are ending. The temptation to doubt is vanishing. The injunction...
Sorry.
It's okay. The injunction to be perfect has been obeyed. From the very bottom of intelligent existence, the creature of time and material personality has ascended the evolutionary spheres of space, thus proving the feasibility of the ascension plan while forever demonstrating the justice and righteousness of the command of the Universal Father to his lowly creatures of the worlds. Be ye perfect, even as I am perfect.
Okay, there's that statement again, isn't it? Okay, so there's a plan in all this.
He wants us to be successful.
He wants us to be successful, that's right. Step by step, life by life, world by world, the ascendant career has been mastered, and the goal of a deity has been attained. Survival is complete in perfection, and perfection is replete in the supremacy of divinity. Time is lost in eternity, space is swallowed up in worshipful identity and harmony with the Universal Father. The broadcast of Havona flash forth the space reports of glory, the good news that in very truth the conscientious creatures of animal nature and material origin have through evolutionary ascension become in reality and eternally the perfected sons of God. It's just like climbing a ladder. Okay, counselors and advisors. Let me read this little paragraph on that. Counselors and advisors of the second circle minister to all who attempt the attainment of the Universal Father. This is the second circle, right? They comfort those who fail to attain the Father and instruct those who succeed concerning the responsibilities of the Paradise career. On Paradise, disappointment is never regarded as defeat. Postponement is never looked upon as disgrace. The apparent failures of time are never confused with the significant delays of eternity. Okay. This is section number 10. The seraphic counselors and advisors of the second circle are the instructors of the children of time regarding the career of eternity. The attainment of paradise entails responsibilities of a new and higher order, and a sojourn on the second circle affords ample opportunity to receive the helpful counsel of these devoted supernafim. Linda, would you take the next one?
Those who are unsuccessful in the first effort at the attainment are advanced from the circle of failure directly to the second circle before they are returned to the Supreme Universe Service. Thus, the counselors and advisors also serve as the counselors and comforters of these disappointed pilgrims. They have just encountered their greatest disappointment, in no way differing from the long list of such experiences whereupon they climb, as on a ladder, from chaos to glory, except in its magnitude. These are they who have drained the experiential cup to its dregs, and I have observed that they temporarily return to the services of the superuniverses as the highest type of loving ministrators to the children of time and temporal disappointments.
So just because you fail at something doesn't mean you won't keep going, right? You always have a second chance to succeed. Same way with life, right? And this is a picture of that very thing we're talking about here. So, all right, and this is the second circuit, and these are those who have to go, will end up going back sometimes. Okay, when they fell on the adventure. There we go. When they come back here for a minute. Okay, and this is the second circuit again. See the little people? Yeah, many people. Blow this up, see? This is two little people down here, and they're going to the pilot world on the second circuit. Okay? That's interesting. Isn't it?
It is.
Okay, and that's another picture of them being carried back, you know, like the other one was, right? This is someone who failed and has to go back. Oh, no, this is them going forward to the first circle. I'm sorry. This is the moving on. All right. Come on. There we go. Who's that? Linda? Linda, would you take the next one?
Okay. Where it says they?
No, after a long sojourn on circuit number two.
After a long sojourn on circuit number two, the subjects of disappointment are examined by the councils of perfection sitting on the pilot world of this circle and are certified as having passed the Havana test. And this, so far as non-spiritual status is concerned, grants them the same standing in the universes of time as if they had actually succeeded in the deity adventure. The spirit of such candidates was wholly acceptable. Their failure was inherent to some phase of the technique of approach or in some part of their experiential background. Isn't that interesting?
It is. You know, maybe something in their background or anyone's background that keeps them from understanding part of this, you know. The phase of the technique, but they are still granted the same Havana standing as if they had succeeded, right? Because they try. Which is kind of interesting. Right?
They are then taken by the counselors of the circle before the chiefs of assignment on Paradise and are remanded to the service of time on the worlds of space. And they go with joy and gladness to the task of former days and ages. In another day, they will return to the circle of their greatest disappointment and attempt anew the deity adventure.
So even though they fail, it's okay. All right. They still get to go back and try it again. That was an interesting picture.
That? Huh? For this lesson?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's coming up. Okay, for the successful pilgrims on the second circuit, the stimulus of evolutionary uncertainty is over, but the adventure of the eternal assignment has not yet begun. And while the sojourn on this circle is wholly pleasurable and wholly profitable, it lacks some of its anticipative enthusiasm of the former circles. Many of the pilgrims who at such a time look back upon the long, long struggle with a joyous envy, really wishing they might somehow go back of the worlds to the worlds of time and begin it all over again, just as you mortals, in approaching advanced age, sometimes look back over their struggles of youth and early life and truly wish you might live your lives over once again. And this is just someone contemplating that. An interesting picture.
Oh, I can't even.
Huh?
I can't even imagine that.
No. That would really be a disappointment. And this is circuit number two here. And this is what they're talking about, you know, looking back over time and all the stuff they've done. You know, I thought it was an interesting slide, too. He's really done a good job on this. For the successful pilgrims on the second circuit, the stimulus of evolutionary uncertainty is over, but the adventure of the eternal assignment has not yet begun. And while the sojourn on the circle is wholly pleasurable,
I just read that.
Sorry. I'm getting my slides messed up here. Going back and forth. Okay. But the traversal of the innermost circle lies just ahead. And soon thereafter, the last transit of sleep will terminate, and the new adventure of the eternal career will begin. The counselors and advisors on the second circle will begin their preparation of their subjects for this great and final rest, the inevitable sleep which intervenes between the epical ages of the ascendant career. So they prepare you for the rest that comes next, right? Okay. All right. Linda, would you take the last paragraph from that one? When those ascendant pilgrims? You out there, Linda? Turn your mic back on. Linda? I think we lost Linda.
Okay.
You want to take that?
When those ascendant pilgrims who have attained the Universal Father complete the second circle experience, their ever-attendant graduate guides issue the order admitting them to the final circle. These guides personally pilot their subjects in the inner circle and their place These guys personally pilot their subjects to the inner circle and there place them in the custody of the Compliments of Rest, the last of those orders of secondary superfluum assigned to the ministry of the Pilgrims of Time on the world circuits of Avona.
Okay, so you go from the second to the first and in the custody of the Compliments of Rest. I lost Linda, and I'm on the very last paragraph. I'm on the very last thing here. Let me see if I can get her back. I can't even get my mouse to work here. Let me just dial her rather than... Maybe that's the problem. Let's see if I can get her back. Maybe her internet connection. You out there? Linda?
My computer broke. I could hear you, but I couldn't answer. I'm here.
Oh, okay. You want to take let me read the Compliments of Rest, and then you can take the first paragraph. The Compliments of Rest train ascenders for the paradise residence and... paradise residence. They use the diverse residence of the final Havona circuit to further this education. Near the end of this sojourn on the innermost circle of Havona, the instigators of rest help prepare ascenders for the final metamorphosis as they transform into children of paradise. Interesting, isn't it? Okay, you want to take the first paragraph of number 11?
Much of the ascenders' time on the last circuit is devoted to a continuation of the study of the impending problems of paradise residents. A vast and diverse host of beings, the majority unrevealed, are permanent and transient residents of this intervening of Havana world, and the commingling of these manifold types provides the superactive Compliments of Rest with a rich situational environment which they effectively utilize in furthering the education of the ascending pilgrims, especially with regard to the problems of adjustment to the many groups of beings soon to be encountered on paradise.
So they prepare you for all these new experiences with different beings, then, don't they? All right.
Among those who dwell in this inner circuit are the creature trinitized sons. The primary and the secondary superfluum are the general custodians of the conjoint core of these sons, including the trinitized offspring of the mortal finaliters and similar progeny of the paradise citizens. Certain of these sons are Trinity-embraced and commissioned in the super-governments. Others are variously assigned, but the great majority of being gathered together in the conjoint core of the perfect worlds of the inner Havana circuit. Here, under the supervision of the Supernatum, they are being prepared for some future work by a special and unnamed core of high paradise citizens who were prior to the time of Gran Fonda first executive assistants to the Eternal of Days. There are many reasons for conjecturing that these two unique groups of trinitized beings are going to work together in the remote future, not the least of which is their common destiny in the reserves of the Paradise Corps of Trinitized Finaliters.
So they believe that these beings will be working out in outer space, mm-hmm. then, don't they? Which is interesting. Always new beings to meet, isn't there? On this innermost circuit, both the ascending and descending pilgrims fraternize with each other and with the creature trinitized sons. Like their parents, these sons derive great benefits from inner association, and it is the special mission of the Supernafim to facilitate and to assure the confraternity of the trinitized sons of the mortal finaliters and the trinitized sons of the paradise sinners, or citizens. The superaphic Compliments of Rest are not so much concerned with their training as with their promoting their understanding association with these diverse groups. And that's what this slide is here about. All right, this is the pilot word of the innermost circuit. And this is where the trinitized sons of the finaliters, come on, and the trinitized sons of the paradise citizens down here, and the Compliments of Rest associate us with them. You see that? Okay. And that's what that last circuit's about. So it's not just about resting, right?
I was hoping.
Yeah. All right. It's probably not good. Okay. Mortals have received the paradise command, be you perfect, even as your paradise father is perfect. To these trinitized sons of the conjoint groups of the supervising supernafin, never cease to proclaim, be you understanding of your ascendant brethren, even as the paradise creator sons know and love them. So they have to be reminded to put up with us too, don't they? Linda, would you take the next one?
The mortal creature must find God. The creator son never stops until he finds man. The lowest will creature. Beyond that, the creator sons and their mortal children are preparing for some future and unknown universe service. Both traverse the gamut of the experiential universe and are so educated and trained for their eternal mission. Throughout the universes, there is occurring this unique blending of the human and divine, the commingling of creature and creator. Unthinking mortals have referred to the manifestation of divine mercy and tenderness, especially toward the weak and in behalf of the needy, as indicative of an anthropomorphic God. What a mistake! Rather, should such manifestations of mercy and forbearance by human beings be taken as evidence that mortal man is indwelt by the spirit of the living God, that the creature is, after all, divinity.
So it's godly to be this way then, isn't it? You can't just assume these things. Okay?
Near the end of the first circle sojourn, the ascending pilgrims first meet the instigators of rest of the primary order of Supernafin. These are the angels of paradise coming out to greet those who stand at the threshold of eternity and to complete their preparation for the transition slumber of the last resurrection. You are not really a child of paradise until you have traversed the inner circle and have experienced the resurrection of eternity from the terminal sleep of time. The perfected pilgrims begin this rest, go to sleep, on the first circle of Havona, but they awaken on the shores of paradise. Of all who ascend to the eternal isle, only those who thus arrive are the children of eternity. The others go as visitors, as guests without residential status.
So you have to go through this circuit and go through this rest before you're considered a permanent citizen, right? And now at the culmination of the Havana career, as you mortals go to sleep on the pilot world of the inner circuit, you go not alone to your rest as you did on the world of your origin when you close your eyes in the natural sleep of mortal death, nor as you did when you entered the long trance preparatory to the journey to Havona. Now, as you prepare for the attainment rest, there moves over by your side your longtime associate of the first circle, the majestic complement of rest, who prepares to enter the rest as one with you, as the pledge of Havona that your transition is complete and that you await only the final touches of perfection. Mm-hmm. What a concept. Linda, would you take the last one?
Your first transition was indeed death, the second an ideal sleep, and now the third metamorphosis is the true rest, the relaxation of the ages, presented by a perfecter of wisdom from Universa.
What a wonderful trip we took the last couple of weeks, isn't it, on this paper. Okay, that finishes this paper. And the next time we get together, we'll start paper 27, Minister Primary Supernafin. And that'll be after the first of the year, right? We're going to take a little bit of sabbatical through the holidays here. Let's say a little prayer and close it out tonight, and then we'll shut it down for tonight. Linda, would you pray for us, please?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this revelation. And we just ask you each and every day that you would be with us and lead us and guide us and direct our lives. We ask that you would make us more sensitive to you and your promptings and your will for each one of our lives. We pray that everyone will have a blessed holiday season, and for everyone's family members, and we pray for everybody that will be traveling, that they would all be safe, And we look forward to a wonderful and prosperous new year when we get back together. We thank you and we praise you for all of these things. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for joining us, folks. Please come and see us again.